You're listening to On Design on Monocle 24 Radio, brought to you by the team behind Section D, our dedicated weekly design show. I'm your host, Josh Fennett. Now, in each episode, we profile a person, survey a place, or unpick an idea that's changing or challenging the design industry today. This week, Monocle's very own Melkon Çarçoğlu takes a peek behind the curtain at how the old cinemas of the Soviet Union are being brought back to life, some more tastefully than others.
Темно-синем лесу, где трепещут осины, где с дубов колдунов облетает листва.
In any Soviet city, the cinema was the center of life. It was more than just a cinema as we know it. There would be a live orchestra in the evenings, a decent restaurant, a bar, and perhaps even a dance hall. You'd do well to take your dame there. People would put on their finest outfits and make a proper evening of it. What's more, the main screening hall was an enormous affair, with some 800 seats that were rarely vacant. In the late 1960s, the average citizen went to the cinema 22 times a year. With the collapse of the USSR, the venues fell into gradual disuse. Some were transformed into market halls, some functioned in a diminished capacity, others stood empty. Nevertheless, Russia's love for cinema has evidently persisted. Starting this year, 39 Soviet-era cinemas are being restored to their old dignity by Russian development group ADG, with the support of the Moscow City Council. With shops, restaurants, and even exhibition spaces, these old structures will be given a new lease of life and will once again become pillars of the community, a vital and presently unfulfilled role, especially in the capital's quieter suburbs. While the good intention behind the renovation is there, the execution is somewhat lacking. Many Moscovites don't want to see their heritage sites become US-style shopping malls in the hands of the developer, bland warehouses stuffed with retail and restaurant chains. The details are yet to be finalized, but from the first blueprints, the residents' fears might be justified. 38 of the 39 cinemas are getting a blanket makeover by London-based Amanda Levitt Architects. Glass, steel and ceramic tiling, while not entirely displeasing, are a monotonous successor to the nostalgic mid-century facades. The Soviet-era signage will be the only vestige of these structures' original grandeur.
Красота-то какая! Лепота!
One of the structures, however, could teach the country a vital lesson. The cinema Rodina, meaning motherland, is also part of developer ADG's project, but will undergo an entirely unique restoration, as the building is heritage listed. Built in 1938 by Yakov Kornfeld and Viktor Kalmykov, it's a singular example of post-constructivist architecture, an austere form of neoclassicism that was favoured under Joseph Stalin in the 1930s. Behind the pink-hued walls are vestibules with Corinthian columns, crystal chandeliers, and enormous marble staircases. All these features will be preserved. The construction work will focus on restoring the old rather than building anew. And its flat rooftop, surmounted by a neoclassical colonnade, will once again host an open-air restaurant and summer screenings, as it did until the 1960s. Rejuvenating Moscow's, let alone Russia's, cinemas isn't just about tarting up the buildings. It requires bringing back the sense of occasion, the grandeur and elegance. For decades, they were places of escapism, where individuals from every stratum of society could forget their cares by stepping into a lavish world of gilded columns, music and dancing. The 800 million euro development will certainly benefit Moscow's suburban communities, but the renovation of the buildings and the shift in style from grandiose and ornate to chilly and contemporary will erode the traditional spirit of cinema. While the fate of this cluster of buildings has been sealed, the rebirth of Rodina is a small cinematic victory for Moscow. And when it reopens in 2018, we hope it acts as a beacon of guidance for cities from St. Petersburg to Vladivostok. There are hundreds of such structures waiting for a second act.
Our very special thanks to Melkon Charchoglian there for that report on the renovation of Moscow's Soviet-era cinemas. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. You can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time, or download the podcast at any time you like. And remember, if you can't wait, there are always more design delights to uncover in the pages of Monocle magazine. I'm Josh Fennett, thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.